Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name A-L-V-A-R-E-N-G-A, 2375, today's 2/18/26. Our patient is a 50-year-old woman, comes in today for a follow-up of her diabetes. Maria is 50 years old, has been married 30 years. Is she working?
No.
Who's not working at this time? She's been pregnant twice, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Her biggest problem in life is non-compliance. I told her that this is going to cause either loss of limb, renal failure, stroke, heart attack, blindness, or all the above. The patient's blood sugar was over 300, A1C over 12, period. In the paragraph, she says she was on metformin, but she couldn't take it. And Dr. Habadir started her on glibiride 5 milligram twice a day. But then she started, she could take the metformin. Now she's taking metformin 1,000 milligram plus a glibiride 5 milligram morning and evening, period. New paragraph, I told her she needs to get her life together because of the reasons mentioned above. We would be more than glad to take care of her. We taught her how to use a glucometer. She's never used one. We gave her a prescription for a glucometer. She's going to check her sugar. Her copay is reasonable, so she's going to be able to come on a weekly basis to get this under control. As far as vaginal yeast infection, she's had some yeast infection. She's had some weight loss related to her hyperosmolarity, and her diabetes out of control. Mammogram, never had one, ordered. Colonoscopy, had one last year. Eye exam, had never had one. She needs one. Of course, her eyes are blurry now because her blood sugar is finally coming down. Medication as of today, metformin, 1,000 milligram. Once a day, glipizide 5 milligram, twice a day, glipizide 5 milligram twice a day. I added Crestor 20 milligram once a day, lisinopril 10 milligram for kidney protection. Period. Family history, diabetes, hypertension. She says there's been no family history of heart attack, stroke, or colon cancer, period. She has had urinary tract infection, as was noted by Dr. Habadir when she was seen on Saturday, period. She's alert. She's awake today. Her blood pressure is stable at 130 over 80. Pulse is 72. Respirations 18. O2 side 99%. Temperature 98. Weight 148. Heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Make sure JVD skin shows no rash. Or mucosal retainer is in logical non-focal. Assessment number one, diabetes. Let's continue with metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day, glipizide 5 milligrams twice a day. Next number, lisinopril added as above. Next number, Crestor 20 milligram added as above. Next number, we had a come to Jesus talk. Next number, she promises to do better. Next number, she has a glucometer now. Next number, she's going to check her sugars at least twice a day, fasting. Once again, fasting and bring it with her. Next number, mammogram ordered. Next number, see her on a weekly basis. Next number, cholesterol is 308. Next number, LDL is over 200. Next number, kidneys within normal limits. Next number, she does have a fatty liver. Next number, carotid within normal limits. Next number, thyroid looks normal. Next number, CSH is stable. Next number, her carotid artery shows some calcification. Next number, she's going to get the new glucometer today, bring it to the office, and our office manager, Patty, is going to show her how to use it. And come on a weekly basis with her finger stick blood sugars in hand, fasting in big letters, so we can go over those with her and try to see if we can avoid some complications and keep her from having issues down the road. Thank you.